It's Morning Edition on WNYC. I'm Michael Hill. New York City and state lawmakers are diving headlong into a busy summer political season here in the city. Mayor Eric Adams announced his first budget deal with the city council on Friday, while statewide candidates for governor and lieutenant governor are busy making their pitches to voters ahead of the upcoming June 28th primary. And oh, by the way, early voting starts this Saturday. We'll get to all of that with WNYC's senior political correspondent Bridget Bergen joining us on this Monday morning. Bridget, good morning.
Good morning, Michael.
Let's start with that city budget deal that came out on Friday. It wasn't technically due until the end of this month. So why so early and any key takeaways?
That's right, Michael. According to Mayor Adams, it's a city of yes. And so at least that's how he characterized this ahead of schedule announcement. He talked about working with City Council Speaker Adrian Adams and Finance Committee Chair Justin Brannon to reach this $101 billion budget agreement. I think in terms of the politics, there's two things going on here. For one, this is a largely new council along with a new administration. So really, there are fewer burned bridges at this point, so to speak. Also, because of city council redistricting that's happening now, the members are all up for re-election next year, while the mayor won't be. So there's a real incentive for everyone to show that they can actually get something done. Now, in terms of what this budget contains, there's lots to unpack here, of course. My colleague Liz Kim began breaking it down on Friday. Of note, the city is expanding the summer youth jobs program and instituting dyslexia screenings in correctional facilities and public schools. But schools themselves are actually taking a hit. Mayor Adams tried to push back on that characterization, said they were just adjusting budgets based on drops in student enrollment. But there was an immediate response from City Controller Brad Lander and others warning that this was the wrong approach. We should also note that Mayor Adams didn't get everything he wanted, including nearly 600 new corrections officers. He wanted to hire them. Of course, more details on all of this still to come, but things are on the fast track. The council's actually scheduled to meet at 7 p.m. tonight to officially vote on the package.
Last week, Bridget, we previewed the Democratic gubernatorial debate. Tonight, the Republicans running for governor get their chance. What can you tell us about that debate?
Well, once again, it's going to be on WCBS Channel 2, News Radio 880 at 7 p.m. There will be three candidates in studio, only one permitted to participate virtually, as you've been talking about this morning. Long Island Congressmember Lee Zeldin, who is the backing of the state party, former Westchester County Executive Rob Astorino, and businessman Harry Wilson are all supposed to be there in person, but Andrew Giuliani, son of former mayor and former advisor to President Trump, is only allowed to attend virtually because of his vaccination status. So COVID vaccinations and mandates are inevitably going to get some discussion, assuming the event goes forward. Former President Trump, who's been doling out endorsements in other midterm primaries across the country, is also likely to loom large. He hasn't endorsed in this race. It's unclear if he will. And, you know, given how poorly Trump has performed statewide in the last two elections, it's unclear how much these candidates are seeking his support. We'll get a better sense of that tonight. Also, since we're in a wait-and-see mode on those two major U.S. Supreme Court decisions on the future of abortion access and the right to carry concealed weapons, the candidates are likely to be asked to weigh in on those issues, too.
And there is also a Democratic debate for lieutenant governor this week. Even though these LG candidates are running mates with a gubernatorial candidate, they run separately in the primary. That's correct, right?
That's right. You know, while the winners of the primary will officially be on a ticket together after the primary, for now, the Democrats need to choose their own LG candidate, which means you could potentially end up with a candidate at the top of the ticket and an LG candidate who were not running together before the primary. Our Albany reporter, John Campbell, is going to unpack this some more this week, but for now, the choice will be between Anna Maria Archila, a progressive activist who is running with New York City public advocate Chimani Williams, Diana Reyna, a former deputy borough president to Eric Adams and former city council member. She's the running mate of Congressman Tom Suozzi from Long Island. And finally, there's Antonio Delgado, the state's new lieutenant governor who was tapped after Hochul's first pick, Brian Benjamin, resigned facing a corruption scandal, and their only debate will be on Spectrum News New York One on Wednesday night.
The assembly primaries will also be on that June primary ballot. Those districts were also subject to redistricting, and another court just weighed in late last week with some future implications for those races. What happened there?
So a judge ruled that those lines were also unconstitutional, Michael, but he said it was too late to redraw them for this year's election. So the assembly lines will stand, but a judge will have to redraw them ahead of the next election in 2024.
Now, last week you mentioned that there were changes to the state's absentee ballot law. Since today is the deadline for the Board of Elections to receive an absentee ballot application, would you remind us what's different this year?
So two key things to note. First, if you decided to apply for an absentee ballot, your application must be received by the BOE today. If you're mailing it or submitting it online, you can still walk into the BOE office and apply in person up until June 27th. That's the day before primary day. But today's the last day for an application to be received if you're mailing it or completing it online. And the second thing is, if you submit an absentee ballot application and change your mind and decide to go into the polls, you're not going to be able to vote in person on the voting machines. You're going to be handed an affidavit ballot.
What else is on your radar this week?
Well, very quickly, early voting starts Saturday, Michael. Keep in mind, voters are assigned to a specific early voting site, and the city has 140 of them across the five boroughs. You can find your site online at findmypollsite.vote.nyc. Just enter your address, and it will tell you where your early voting site is and even show you a sample ballot.
WNYC's Bridget Bergen. Bridget, thank you.
Thanks, Michael.